This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Millions of people hunkered down against a deep freeze Sunday to ride out the winter storm that has killed at least 34 people across the United States. The Arctic blast has trapped some residents inside homes with heaping snowdrifts and knocked out power to scores of homes and businesses. The scope of the storm has been nearly unprecedented, stretching from the Great Lakes near Canada to Rio Grande along the border with Mexico. The National Weather Service says about 60% of the U.S. population has faced some sort of winter weather advisory warning. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed that Russia is ready for talks to end the war in Ukraine, even as the country faced more attacks from Moscow, clear sign that peace was not imminent. Putin said in a state television interview that Russia is prepared to negotiate some acceptable outcomes with all the participants of the process. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, during his nightly video address, struck a different tone.
Only a few days of this year left. We must be aware that our enemy will try to make this time dark and difficult for us. Russia has lost everything it could this year, but it is trying to compensate for its losses with the gloating of its propagandists. The missile strikes on our country, on our energy sector. I know that darkness will not prevent us from bringing the invaders to their new defeats. We must be ready for any scenario.
Putin, in his address, repeated that Moscow has no other choice and said he believed the Kremlin was acting in the right direction. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has defended what he says is his country's position of impartiality on the war in Ukraine and signaled that China would deepen ties with Russia in the coming year. This is VOA News. Recalling Jesus' birth in a stable, Pope Francis rebuked those ravenous for wealth and power at the expense of the vulnerability, including children, in a Christmas Eve homily, decrying war poverty and greedy consumerism. Meanwhile, in an annual Christmas speech, King Charles III says that he is thinking of his mother, Queen Elizabeth, who died in September at the age of 96.
I am reminded of the deeply touching letters, cards, and messages which so many of you have sent my wife and myself. And I cannot thank you enough for the love and sympathy you have shown our whole family.
That's King Charles III speaking. Could the COVID-19 surge in China unleash a new coronavirus mutant on the world? Scientists don't know, but worried that might happen. It could be similar to Omicron variants circulating there now. It could be a combination of strains or something entirely different, they say. Every new infection offers a chance for the coronavirus to mutate, and the virus is spreading rapidly in China. The country of 1.4 billion largely abandoned its zero-COVID policy. Domestic vaccines have proven less effective against serious infection than Western-made messenger RNA versions. There is fertile ground for the virus to change. Local organizers in Washington say three buses of recent migrant families arrived from Texas near the home of Vice President Kamala Harris in record-setting cold on Christmas Eve. Texas authorities have not confirmed their involvement, but the bus drop-offs are in line with previous actions by border state governors calling attention to the Biden administration's immigration policies. And Kurdish activists, left-wing politicians, and anti-racism groups have been holding protests in Paris after three people were killed at a Kurdish cultural center. Authorities say the attack was aimed at foreigners. Shooting in a bustling neighborhood of central Paris also wounded three people. It stirred up concerns about hate crimes at a time when far-right voices have gained prominence in France and around Europe in recent years. The suspected attacker was wounded and is in custody. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.